In your entire life, what is there one specific case that just you will never forget?
Oh man, I can tell you a great one. Watch this. I'm tired. I'm making the rounds. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, and I've probably spent 6 hours with another. And I'm coming, and this guy is, I think his name was Hank, and he was from Louisiana and come into the war. He was a Tuskegee Airman.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I've been with 6 Tuskegee Airmen, 12 Buffalo Soldiers, 3 Code Talkers, sitting be with them in the last days and hours and talking to me and holding my hand, taking their last breath with hearing that story. I mean, then the coolest stories anybody would ever want to hear about Americana, and it's the last story they're going to tell, so you know it's going to be a good one. And to let them go and to live that life that they lived as the Tuskegee Airmen and the 458 sorties and, you know, touching those beings. But
they were something.
Well, it's just, that is the part about what makes it so magical. But we have to, oh, I was telling you the best one I'd ever seen, but we have to really pay attention to these veterans. But I'm coming down and I'm coming into his room. He's talking to his brother.
Now, wait a minute. His brother's not in the room,
no,
right?
His brother's not in the room, so you think he's hallucinating, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
He's talking to his brother, George. And I can watch. I know I can look at the bags and see what's hanging above them, so I see what the drips are, so I see, understand the meds. If they're on the machine, I can read this machine and see what the amount of air and the saturation fraction and
sure.
The pulse and all that stuff.
You're like a doctor now yourself.
I've been doing it 28 years. If it's a death and it's a protocol that deals with death, or it's an oncology process that's palliative, I would know the protocol.
You sure would.
You know, that way I would understand, because I understand what's happening to that person physically and mentally because of the chemistry that's going
mm-hmm.
on. But I have to still get to the soul. Get to the spirit. And so he's talking to his brother, and the light was on over his back bed, and it was the little reading light, and I swear I saw his brother walk up in out of the light and take his hand, and he's reaching his hand out, and I could see this silver being, as beautiful as you wanted to be, reaching its hand out. And him putting his hand out. So either both of us are hallucinating this, but I'm seeing the exact hands locked together in this illusion. And even if I'm dreaming it, I couldn't have imagined that in that way. And this guy lift out of his body in silver. And it was like a 3D movie this time. And it was just me. And it'd be over.
And that was it? He died?
Yeah, he died. I took his last breath.
But you saw his spirit leave his body.
Yeah, and I saw his brother take him.
And off they went.
And you know what? I laughed. I cried. I came outside, and I checked on him, and I cried. And I laughed and thought about, I never would have had to have a near-death experience to really believe that there is a spiritual world, and all that garbage everybody's telling me is just not true. That we are forever, and we are those powerful spiritual beings, and we're all that stuff. And all I had to do was do hospice work, and I would have never had to die to know this.